Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the airwaves of Radio Islam International this Friday morning, this Jummah morning. Once again, all praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with the most auspicious day upon which the sun ever rises. It might be a cold day out there, but we warm our hearts with the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And truly, only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will the hearts find its solace and its calmness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us that we live this day and every other day in his true obedience, and we fulfill the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undoubtedly our master and our leader. A Friday morning between the hours of 9 and 10, it is the Sahaba focus. In this program we have Maulana Muhammad Aku, who is from the Darul Uloom in Newcastle. Maulana speaks on the lives of various Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and truly indeed we need to learn about the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, so that we don't utter remarks that are against the status and the rank of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, so that we truly love them, so that we can develop love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, develop love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so that we can practice on our Mubarak beautiful deen in totality. Today Maulana will be speaking on the life of a Sahabi. It is indeed a very, very interesting story. The name of the Sahabi is Hazrat Rafi' bin Umairah At-Tai, and it's a really interesting story. As I said, it is, you know, the Sahabi used to be a highway, what we would call like a highway robber. He used to live in the desert, and how he used to rob people, how he had mastered this art of robbing people. And you know, living in the desert is not something very easy, as Maulana will explain in his talk, how he used to live there, how he knew where to hide his water, etc., and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then guided him to Islam. Truly it is an amazing story. Let us listen attentively.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala an-nabiy al-ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all our respected listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for his deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to serve his deen till our last breath. And may Allah Ta'ala take us when it's our time, serving his deen, striving in his path, far away from home, for his pleasure. It's the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sahaba, really, every Sahabi we learn about, we feel that really this is the best. Because every Sahaba radiallahu anhum were the best. Every Sahabi radiallahu anhu is so special. The Sahabi we're going to learn about was a master in the desert. He was the most knowledgeable person in regards to desert ground. Ahda badawiyin birimali sahra wa adallu nasi ala turuqiha. He was a Bedouin, but the desert roots that could not be dissected and understood by anyone was understood by him, because he spent his life in the desert near the Tai region. We know Hatim Ta'i, this man comes from the same tribe, but he lived in that region, and he in his past was a deadly man. He was a robber, similar to a highway robber. He would hijack or invade or raid caravans single-handedly. He didn't have an army with him. He just had himself. And the astonishing part is that no one could capture him. No one could catch him. He would raid a caravan, steal the goods, the dope, sometimes camels, sometimes flock, sometimes valuable goods, and he would escape. But astonishingly, no one ever caught him. What was it about Rafi' that saved him from anyone's clutches all those years? All those years. He had a tact, and he had a system that he devised that no one could unravel. He would invade or raid a caravan, steal his goods, take his target, and then he would run into the desert for kilometers and kilometers and kilometers. Even the chasers would give up hope, because their worry is, we have to get back into the normal land. We can't stay very long in the desert. And if we're going to continue chasing this man, yeah, then we're going to die inside there. Where are we going to get water from? But then where was he getting water from? He had devised a plan and a system. Certain places in the desert, he would contain water in such a way that it would get retained and preserved. He would collect ostrich eggs. He would, you know, empty it from its egg, and then he would fill water inside there, quite a few, and bury it in certain regions that he knew its whereabouts. And as he was running with these caravans behind him, they all want water and there's no water available. Who's thinking of carrying water when you're chasing a thief? And now he got his water at his target, at his destination, and he's running and he's running with his goods. And they give up because it's the desert. And he finally reaches there and he gives water to his flock or his camels and himself. And like this, he succeeded for many, many years. The ajeeb part is, everyone deserves a chance. Allah Ta'ala gives everyone a chance, number one. And anyone can change. Who are you and I to say, no, such a person, there's no chance for him? Allah is the giver of hidayat. Allah is the one that gives hidayat to people. And Allah loves those who repent. Allah loves those who turn to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was during Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the path of Allah ta'ala in a battle known as Ghazwatu Dhati Salasin. Ghazwatu Dhati Salasin. And as the Sahaba went into this region, one astonishing point is, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu the Amir of this army. Even though he had just accepted Islam, because this Dhatu Salasil took place latter 8th year or beginning 9th year after Hijrah. And Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu accepted Islam not long before that. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu with this army into this region. When they get there, they get lost. And they don't know the direction. And what was astonishing also is, in this army was Abu Bakr, Umar, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, radiallahu anhum. So what's astonishing is, imagine, Amr ibn al-As was a new Muslim, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him Amir. And in this army was senior Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. So we learn a great lesson there. Number one, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the potential of Amr ibn al-As. And number two is, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to make tarbiyat of his sahaba. So anyway, while they were in this desert region and they didn't know directions to get to their destinations, and they asked, who will show us? And they were told that the best man for this task to help you in this desert is a man by the name of Rafi' bin Umairah. Rafi' bin Umairah bin Jabir bin Haritha bin Amr. So he's known as Rafi' ibn Umairah al-Ta'i, radiyallahu anhu. He will show you. Ahda badawiyyin birimali al-Sahra wa adallu al-Nasi ala turuqiha. That Bedouin that knows the desert like no one else, like no other. He knows the routes, the pathways, the tracks of the desert. So Amr bin As, radiyallahu anhu, sent a message and asked for Rafi'. So Rafi' came. And the Sahaba asked him that would he be able to do the service for them. And he politely complied. And the ajeeb part is, while they were in this journey, and Rafi' was guiding them, he found the Sahaba to be the most amazing people. Ubadan fil layl, fursanan fil nahar. They were ardent worshippers of Allah at night. They were warriors of Islam in the day. And they weren't occupied in the love of the world. Their desire and their raghbat was of akhirat and of thawab. So obviously he would have been with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum when they're making tahajjud, when they're traveling, when they're making ta'aleem, when they're doing the learning and the teaching. And all this astonished him. Rafi' says that during my companionship of these Sahaba, لَقَدْ كُنْتُ خِلَالَ صُحْبَتِي لِلْقَوْمِ أَتَأَمَّلُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. I used to watch them. I used to watch them. And he says, by Allah, there was one man who stood out. This man was so special was some to Abu Bakr. He stood out. I saw his qualities were amazing. Were very, very effective. It touched my heart. So I spent these days with them. They got their, you know, we got them to their destinations. They fulfilled their task, the taqazas of deen. And now they were to leave. Rafi'a says, أَحْسَسْتُ أَنَّهُمْ سَيَغْدُونَ مَعَهُمْ بِقَلْبِي. I felt that really, when they're going, they're taking my heart and going. My respected listeners, let's learn a lesson from here. Imagine this man is a highway robber. But Sahaba radiallahu anhum, or similar to a highway robber. Sahaba radiallahu anhum gave him a chance. Sahaba radiallahu anhum treated him well. Sahaba radiallahu anhum treated him with akhlaq. This is a journey Sahaba radiallahu anhum are in. But, and he sees the akhlaq of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and this is what touches him. I ask you, my respected listeners, we have non-Muslims around us all the time, working for us, we work for them, we travel with them, we meet them, neighbors, friends. Respected listeners, what, do we bring them closer to deen, or are we a means of distancing them from deen? See Sahaba, he says, the Sahaba were such, when they were returning, they were taking my heart and going. So I went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and I said to him, this report comes in Hayat al-Sahaba, volume 2, page 313. Easy to remember. Ya sahib al-halal, O man of purity and halal. Another report says, Ya sahib al-khilal. And that means beautiful qualities. O one of amazing qualities. Inni tawassamtu min baini ashabik. I see all your companions are really good, but you are amazing. Give me some good advice. فَأْتِنِي بِشَيْءٍ إِذَا حَفِظْتُهُ كُنْتُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِثْلُكُمْ. Give me some words of wisdom, that if I bring it into my life, I'll become like you. Yeah, this is the qualities of Sahaba. People were touched by them. People were loved. People felt loved. People felt respected. People wanted to be like them wherever they went. This man says to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, teach me so I can be like you. Wherever Sahaba went in the world, mankind wanted to be like Sahaba radiallahu anhu. This is the akhlaq of a Muslim, my respected listener. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sits him down and he says, my friend, you see your fingers? Count with me. أَتَحْفَظُ أَصَابِعَكَ الْخَمْسَ. You see your fingers? Count with me. He says, yes. And he counts. See, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is teaching him basic. He's new. He's just coming to deen. He's taking effect now. He wants to accept Islam now. People want deen. People want Islam. People want our beautiful deen. They want, and also they want to be treated with akhlaq. They want to be treated with love. And explain to them basically, simply, lovingly. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now counts, helps him to count with the fingers so he can remember. Basic, simple. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I bear witness that Allah is one, alone, unique, no partner. He has no partner. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. Number one. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made him understand that. Then he made him count the second finger. And your salah, وتقيم الصلاة. Number three, وتؤتي الزكاة. If you have the nisab, and then hajj, and then Ramadan, fasting in Ramadan. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, Hafizta, do you remember? Do you understand? Can I explain it to you again? And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu explained it to him again. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw that he is understanding. That Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, let me give you some other advice also. Now you accepted Islam. One advice I give you from my heart. Never try and be Amir. لا تأمرن على اثنين. Never try and be an Amir. You know, rather be a simple person. Serve Allah Ta'ala's deen to the best of your ability, to the best of your capacity, and never try and be above others. Be simple, be humble, and rather be Ma'mur, meaning one who's under the Amir, and obey the Amir. But he said, no, but Amir is only the people of Badr who sacrificed in Badr, like I heard from you all when I was with you all. The Badri Sahaba will be the Amirs and so forth. He said, a time will come later in life where it will become so vast, and others also will also get there to be Amir, but you shouldn't be Amir. This is the advice I'm giving you. And then Rafi was touched by this. And then after that, another incident takes place that Allama Ibn al-Athir rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned. Allama Ibn al-Athir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that the people of, and he quotes Ibn Ishaq rahmatullahi alayhi, that Rafi' ibn Umayrah al-Ta'i radiallahu anhu was the one who even a wolf spoke to. So here now, the incidents, when did this take place? Most probably, this incident I'm going to tell you now mentioned, took place after this first incident that we mentioned already. Because Rafi' accepted Islam already. Now one day, as he was grazing his flock, and while he was in the flock, he was protecting the flock from any harm, and one wolf comes to devour his flock. So this wolf, he goes for the wolf, and the wolf actually says to him, that go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rafi' undertakes the journey, he goes by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he becomes fortunate, so fortunate to be a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And being a Sahabi is so special, no non-Sahabi can be compared to a Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And even the words he renders is quite amazing, wherein he says, he renders these words when he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, رَعَيْتُ الضَّأْنَ أَحْمِيهَا بِكَلْبِي رَعَيْتُ الضَّأْنَ أَحْمِيهَا بِكَلْبِي مِنَ النَّسْطِ الْخَفِيِّ وَكُلِّ ذِيبِي وَلَمَّا أَنْ سَمِعْتُ الذِّيبَ نَادَى يُبَشِّرُنِي بِأَحْمَدَ مِنْ قَرِيبِي سعيت إليه قد شمرت ثوبي على الساقين قاصدة الركيب فألفيت النبي يقول قولا صدوقا ليس بالقول الكذوب فبشرني بقول الحق حتى تبينت الشريعة للمنيب وأبصرت الضياء يضيء حولي أمامي إن سعيت ومن جنوبي. He says, I was herding my flock, trying to protect it from any harm, from any thief or from any wolf. And all of a sudden this wolf approaches and gives me news about Muhammad, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I rush towards him. Shammartu thawbi, folding my pants and my garment to be able to hasten. And I went heading for the caravan and going to meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when I met him, I found him a man of such truth. Qawlan saduqa, truthfulness, optimum of truth, never to lie anything at all in the least, laysa bil qawli al kadhubi, and he taught me what is haqq and what is true, and the sharia became clear for anyone who looks for it. Tabayyanat al sharia lil munibi. Rafi' says, the way I understood the sharia, the deen, it was clear for anyone who wants the truth. And this is what it is about sharia. Sharia is clear. Just yesterday, a new Muslim brother took me to meet another man who's 77 years old. He was formerly a Hindu, and we just met him, and he's telling this other friend of mine that, you know, I accepted Islam and so forth, and whenever I take out time, I read my Quran, I make my tasbih, and none of my family know I'm Muslim. We didn't even know he was Muslim. Just yesterday we got to know that this man is a Muslim. So we asked him, how you do it and so forth. He says, no, I sit quietly. I don't say anything. I just read my Quran. And we asked him, what prompted you to Islam? He says, it's clear. It's the truth. And he says, then I just tell my daughter, I go for the walk and I go make my salah. And then I quietly come back and I sit quietly and I read my Quran. Ajeeb how Allah Ta'ala gives hidayah. So here Rafi' radiallahu anhu says, تبينت الشريعة للمنيب. The sharia is clear for anyone who wants the truth. للمنيبي. And I saw light, celestial light surrounding me, enveloping around me. يُضِيُّ حَوْلِي أَمَامِي جَنُوبِي, all around me. I see this light affecting me. So Rafi'a radiallahu anhu then became a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At first he met Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that made him Muslim. And here now this prompted him and urged him to go meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he became a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate, how great are the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rafi' changed his life and he devoted his life to deen. So he went back to his region. He spent some time there. And then after that, Rafi' radiallahu anhu says, It was some time later that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, I went to Medina and I went to meet Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When I went to meet Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I asked him, "Oh Abu Bakr, you remember me? He said to me, "Of course. You guided us and you helped us here and there. Kunta naqi." You know, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu remembered him. And then he said, "Oh Abu Bakr, you told me not to become Amir. Now you're such a big Amir. Kunta nahitani anil imara. ثم ركبت أعظم من ذلك أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. You are the ruler of the entire ummah. You are Amir al-Mu'mineen." So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now, you know, with bashfulness says to him, you know, "Yeah, it fell onto me. فَمَنْ لَمْ يُقِمْ فِيهِمْ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ." But he who does not establish deen and remain firm on deen, then upon him will be Allah Ta'ala's curse. Now anyway, ajib how, it's astonishing how Rafi' saw Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to be so approachable. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is Amir al-Mu'mineen, and how approachable he is that Rafi' can speak to him lightheartedly like this and so forth. This is the qualities of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how approachable they were, how loving they were. And then when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, so Rafi' spent time in Medina Munawwara, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was sending Sahaba out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Musanna bin Harith al-Shaybani was striving in Allah's path in Persia, taking deen, jihad in Allah Ta'ala's path there. Many, many areas were conquered. Many, many people accepted Islam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were taking deen to liberate mankind from the servitude of creation, taking them to the servitude of one Allah. Wherever they went, they built masajid, they made adhan, they called to Allah, they showed mankind love and akhlaq. They strove in Allah's way, in Allah's path. So Musanna bin Harith al-Shaybani radiallahu anhu was first Amir in Persia. Then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu there. And Khalid and Musanna radiallahu anhu together were striving in Allah's path in Persia. Then after 2 years of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's rule, Allah put it in his heart to send the Sahaba radiallahu anhu to Sham. Because Sham was land that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is making fikr now, is making mashura in Madinah Munawwara, in Masjid al-Nabawi, to send Sahaba, send quite a many armies of Sahaba to Sham, so that deen can be alive there, so that people can there can learn about deen. So he sent many Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum went. At one stage, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would usher each Jamaat of Sahaba, well, you know, taking them out of Medina, giving them guidelines, how to be, how to treat the people, how to spend your time in jihad, and so forth. And as they went, the Romans had fought against them, and the Muslims were winning. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum were winning. But there was one stage where the Romans had rallied all their men, approximately 200,000 men. Some reports say 250,000 warriors. They wanted to crush the Muslims. They write to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent whoever else he could. But Sahaba were much more few than them, much lesser than them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then wrote to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, who is in Persia. "Oh Khalid, leave Musanna bin Harith al-Shaybani with half the Jamaat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in Persia. And you now depart from there, go to Sham and help the Muslims there." So Khalid radiallahu anhu abides by the instruction. He splits the army in half, and now he takes the elderly and the seniors with him. So Musanna bin Harith al-Shaybani says, "How can you do that? Through the seniors and the aged, we get the help of Allah Ta'ala. Now you're leaving all the young with me and the elderly with you. This is not fair. I'm going to write to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu." So then Khalid radiallahu anhu complied and, you know, also gave him some of the seniors. And we see from there the respect the Amirs had for the seniors, because it was known, it was through their du'as we gain victory and the help of Allah Ta'ala. Now Khalid radiallahu anhu needs to get to Sham, and he's making mashura with his men. How do we get there? The normal route will take us 15-20 days. The whole battle will be finished. What do we do? And there was one man in the army who said, "I know another route. But it's a dangerous route. It is through the desert. Ba'diyatus samawa. Through the Samawa desert. It's such a difficult road. No one just knows the route. When you get onto that road, everything looks the same. You don't know which direction to turn to. You have to be a master to go through. But this man says, I'll take you through. And we'll get to Sham in Syria in approximately 5 days. But it is deadly. We have to tolerate. We have to be patient. And who was that man who offered his services? Who was the man who Allah used on this occasion to take the Muslims? And this became the means of the victory of Yarmouk. My respected listeners, it was Rafi' bin Umairah At-Ta'i radiyallahu ta'ala. He says, أَنَا لَكَ بِهَا أَيُّهَا الْأَمِيرُ O Khalid, O Amir, I will take you. We'll go, we'll start at Qaraqib. We'll pass Siwa. We'll go via Arak. And then we'll finally reach Tadmur. And in a couple of days, we will be there. And we will shock them in such a way that we will enter that region where they are, Chims and so forth, where Yarmouk is to take place. We will enter from behind them. So they will shock that, where did we come from? Did we fall from the skies? And it will be such a means of rejoicing for our companions and our satis that are there already. So Khalid Radin is telling him, we got so many, we got about 20,000 souls, meaning there were about 8,000 and then horses and camels and so forth. You sure, you know, it's dangerous, it's deadly. So Khalid Radin made mashura with the others. Many felt, no, it's too dangerous. For one person to cross through there is difficult. Imagine an entire army. And in history, it never happened that an army had made it through that desert there. But Khalid radiallahu anhu told one and all to make tawajjuh to Allah. Turn to Allah. Ask Allah's help. Otherwise, we don't want to get there when it's too late. And Allah Ta'ala's help will be with us according to the determination and the niyat we make. So we shouldn't give up. And then he turned them to Allah Ta'ala. You know, their gaze was turned to Allah Ta'ala, tawajjuh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, okay, let's prepare for this journey. So what Rafi also did with Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu and so forth, they prepared these camels. Many camels were taken. And they did some experience with the camel, where the camel was filled with water. And they covered the mouth in such a way, and they also did a certain tactic where the camel will not use the water that is inside it. So they kept these camels, and they loaded the camel backs with water. So there was water contained in the hump of the camel, and there was water on the backs of the camel. And they undertook this journey. And they are traveling, and they are traveling. And every time they stopped at a certain halt, they would instruct that 4 camels be slaughtered, and the water from inside there in the humps would be mixed with milk, and that would be given to the horses to drink. And the water contained on the back of the camel, not in the hump, above that, contained there, that would be for the Jamaat of Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. They would drink from there, and they would partake of that. And like this, they traveled 5 days consecutively. Difficulty. Now the throats are dry. The body is weak. Lips are dry. It's far into the desert. And Rafi'ah said, approximately 5 days down, there will be some assistance, there will be some help. That this is what he remembers. So Khalid radiallahu anhu says, Oh Rafi'ah, see now, we have no camels left, there's no more water. We're almost, you know, in destruction. He turns everyone to Allah Ta'ala. And the astonishing part is, at this time, it was so difficult and deadly in the desert, Rafi'ah's eyes were injured, ramad. He couldn't see a thing. So Rafi'ah says, okay, just see, O Khalid, if you can see 2 mountains that look like a chest of a person. And Khalid radiallahu anhu looks and, you know, he checks and he finds, yes, yes, I find it. He says, right in the middle of these 2 mountains, see if you can find a tree there, an Ausaj tree, Ausaj, a box thorn tree. So Khalid radiallahu anhu looks and he says, then the Sahaba, they can't find it. Finally, they look more intensely, and they find that the tree, the top part of the tree had been cut off, you know, or had collapsed. What was remaining of the tree was in the ground. With difficulty and sacrifice, and, you know, they found it. So when Rafi'ah says, okay, dig around that tree. And they dug. And as they're digging, you know, they found the tree, the source of the tree, and they were commanded to dig under that tree. And alhamdulillah, as they dug quite deep, It was found that Aynuma in Azbin Namir, there was a sweet fount, stream of water under that tree. And they all screamed out the takbir and the tahleel, and they were so happy, you know, rejoicing, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then Rafi tells them, you know, I remember this because I passed this route with my father 30 years ago. You know, so Allah Ta'ala's help, really, Allah Ta'ala used him to help them, and they finally get to that point, and now they were almost getting there to Yarmouk, and they finally reached there, alhamdulillah. So when they continued, they reached Damascus, and Khalid radiallahu anhu handed over the banner also to Rafi, because he deserved it. That banner's name was Uqab, and so much of sacrifice they made. Ajib, before, in the past, Rafi radiallahu anhu was known as the bandit of the desert. The bandit of the desert. Ilis al-Sahra. And after Islam, he was known as Rafi'ul Khair, the wonderful Rafi', the amazing Rafi', the blessed Rafi', the good Rafi', radiyallahu ta'ala. This is how Islam changes people, my respected listeners. This is how Allah Ta'ala's deen changes people. Before, his life was being spent in highway robbery, in stealing from people. After that, he spent his life serving mankind, serving deen, showing love to people. He would feed people. He would serve the masajid from his own earnings. And he would wear simple clothing. Simple, beautiful sunnat libas. You know, one kurta. And whatever he earned and he worked for, he would actually, you know, after that he would give it to the needy, give it to the people of the masajid. This was, you know, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Why? Because the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my respected listeners, this is what we need to bring into our life. To emulate the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. To follow them. And Allah ta'ala will bless us in this world and the next. When we emulate the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And we make the deed available to everyone. See Rafi' radiallahu anhum. We can't judge a person that a person was such in the past, so they can't change. Allah is the giver of hidayat. Allah ta'ala was, Allah is the giver of hidayat. You and I, what do we deserve? Allah's mercy that Allah has made us Muslim. We have to bring others to Islam. I was so amazed last night. I was listening on the Radio Islam, on the life of Hazrat Mawlana Mumtaz al-Haq Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. And so many incidents of his life were so touching, so touching. And there was one incident where this one drunkard accepted Islam. And he was trying to, this was in America, and he was trying to leave that evil or that bad habit. And he just wasn't managing. And he tried. And he would come to the masjid and then fall again. And then on one occasion, he came to the masjid. He came to the masjid and he was quite drunk that he collapsed. So the brothers were like, you know, upset and wanted to chase him out, or carry him out. Hazrat Mawlana said, no, leave him. Just help me bring him here. And they took him to the wudu khana. And Mawlana himself bathed him, cleaned him. And after some time he came right. And Mawlana, he said, I'm hungry. So Mawlana tells one sati, come, let's go. And they go and arrange for him, buy for him whatever he wants. Mawlana personally paid for it. And Mawlana took him in his own car. Mawlana told the others, no, your car is very, very fancy. My car is simple. We'll take him in my car. My Paja Rahmatullah Ali also would, you know, when people of, heavy backgrounds would be brought to the markaz, he would actually say, you know, you brought gold to me. You brought gold to me. This is how every person deserves a chance. Every person has a chance to change. We have to tolerate. We have to be patient. We have to be loving. When the new Muslims would come to Madinah Munawwara, some would complain to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that these people have no respect. They don't know how to speak properly. They don't know how to show respect. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would say, tolerate them. They are new. But tomorrow it will be them who will take deen to the four corners of the world. And this will be your investment for akhirah when you tolerated that person, when you took him to the masjid. He doesn't know wudu, you taught him wudu. He doesn't know namaz nicely, lovingly, you taught him namaz. You know, he doesn't know how to clean himself in the toilet. Now slowly, slowly he learns from you. What khair! Tomorrow he will teach his children. Tomorrow that one will teach the next. That one will teach the next. How beautiful is that? What an investment it is. Otherwise, if you just worshipped Allah on your own, then when you, it is very meritorious. And you have to do that as well. But if that's all you did, my respected listener, and when you stop that, your book of deeds will stop. But when you became a means of bringing it into the life of the next, meaning you became selfless and not selfish, and you shared care, love, and mercy to the next, your reward will be unlimited. That's why Allah says about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرًا مَمْنُونَ. O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your reward is unlimited. It will never be cut off. Because when you will bring the next person to Allah, your reward will be continuous. So let us make this intention, my respected listeners. Share this beautiful deen, the akhlaq of our deen, the teachings of our deen, the practices of our deen with mankind. Make it available to them. You are a, you know, a woman, share it with other women, your neighbors, your friends. You know, you are a male, a man, share it with other men. Make it available to them. Invite them over for a cup of tea. Explain to them the beauty of Islam. Look for the perfect opportunity. Sweetly, politely, lovingly. Never be harsh. Never be harsh. Never be abrupt. Never be cruel. Because the most important quality of a Muslim is akhlaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلُ فِي مِيزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. There is nothing weightier on the scale of the believer on the day of judgment than good character. Then good character. Then good character. Akhlaq. The weightiest deed. The weightiest deed. Weightier than every other ibadah is good character. The one who has good character in Jannat will have the highest levels of Jannat. And through him, many, many people will get closer to Allah Ta'ala. And the one who has abrupt and bad character, even though he might be a tahajjud guzar, he might be a person who fasts all the time, but he doesn't know how to speak properly to people. He doesn't know how to treat people sweetly, kindly, lovingly. His punishment will be worse. Because of his bad dealings and character, all those nekis that he acquired, he'll have to pay them, because that is the currency of the akhirah. So with our abundance of ibadat that we must do, Allah give us tawfiq, we have to bring character in our life. And this is what brought this man, this sahabi, Rafi' ibn Umairah radiallahu anhu, to deen. And then after he took the sahaba radiallahu anhum right to Sham, when they reached there, one of them praised him and said in poetry, Ibn al-Athir rahmatullahi mentions this, لِلَّهِ دَرُّ رَافِعٍ أَنَّ اهْتَدَى فَوَّزَ مِنْ قُرَاطِرٍ إِلَى سُوَى خَمْسًا إِذَا مَا سَارَهَا الْجَبْسُ بَكَى مَا سَارَهَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ إِنْسٌ يُرَى. To Allah belongs the achievements of Rafi' radiallahu anhu. How amazing was his hidayat, and how amazing was his guidance of others. He got hidayat and he showed others. Allah used him to show others and guide them through the desert. He took the army of Khalid from Quraqir in Persia right to Suwa and right to further up till the time they reached Syria and Sham. 5 days of constant travel with challenges that even the mightiest of men would cry and not be able to achieve what he achieved. He fulfilled such a task that no one fulfilled before him. No insan fulfilled before him. مَسَارَهَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ إِنْسٌ يُرَى. And he gave his life for Allah Ta'ala's deen, serving deen. From what background to what he reached, and then all his life was serving deen, feeding others, you know, living a simple life. But whatever he earned after that, whatever he earned was halal. And whatever he earned, he gave others. He gave others. And Allah blessed him. And he left this world in the year 23 after Hijrah. Not long before the time Umar radiallahu anhu left this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to love the sahaba, to emulate them, to follow them, and impart this beautiful deen to others. Let's read three quotes for this glorious sahabi radiallahu anhu and all the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.